Welcome to the Western Winds Podcast, presented by the Western Regional Enterprise Network. I'm your host, Jacob Postlewaite, Western Wren Communications Coordinator. We're chatting with our clients about their experiences with our programs to give you an insight into the services we offer to help make your business better. We're still discussing the Continuous Improvement Program, also called CI, which actively looks for ways to improve business operations daily in small incremental steps. The program is managed by Rob Stevenson, Business Now Lead at the Western Wren. Individual projects are carried out by a consultant who works with managers and employees who together look for ways to improve the operation. Last time we spoke with Jill Terrio of AF Terrio & Son Limited, a major shipyard in our region, about how CI helped organize their inventory and equipment. Today's episode will give you an insight into how CI can work for a smaller business. Sam Lewis Wenzel and Jan Murley are co-owners of Digby Print & Promo. They participated in CI after taking over ownership of the business and are here to share their CI experience. So we'll start with some introductions. So tell us a little bit about yourselves and introduce yourselves.
I'm Sam and I'm Jan, and we are the owners and operators of Digby Print & Promo. Obviously located in Digby, and we mainly do business print work, apparel, team awards, and apparel and promo items.
Yeah, all kinds of fun stuff, like for businesses, groups, like Sam said, teams, any kind of print stuff, and anything you can put your logo on, really, we can source pretty much anything. So,
and this was actually a business, I think, was it started in 2009, and then you guys took over actually very recently. Is that correct? In the last couple of years?
In 2009, I think, is when it kind of became Digby Print and Promo, right, under the previous owner. And then, yeah, January 2022 is when we took ownership. So, yeah, we're coming up on our two-year anniversary.
So let's start off. You know, we're here to talk about the Continuous Improvement Program. You guys participated. So I guess starting off, just tell us about how you heard about it.
Well, in our previous employment, we both worked in nonprofit. So I worked actually 10 years with Nova Scotia Works. And we have someone with the title of Employer Engagement Specialist, which is Charles Batstone. And, you know, he knows Rob really well and works quite a bit with the Western Wren. So it was actually through Charles and Nova Scotia Works that we did hear about it. And Charles really recommended it highly. He had met Bill, who was the consultant that we ended up working with, and he spoke really highly of Bill. He had seen what Bill had done with some other local employers previously, and just the kind of the transformation and whatnot is kind of where we got the recommendation from, I guess, okay, to start with.
So, you know, once you guys did learn about it, you learned kind of what it was about. Why did you want to get involved with continuous improvement?
Well, we really needed to revamp some things. We had a really small space. What the space that we had taken over from the previous owner was we were renting that space from him. And how would you describe it?
There was a lot of stuff that maybe wasn't serving its purpose anymore. And as new owners, we kind of wanted to make the space our own, and it's hard to know what to get rid of without, because we're in it every day. So we just didn't know what to get rid of without someone else's help and to give us the push, because we were also new business owners, and it's really hard to find the time, especially then when it was just the two of us.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, staff. You guys are just a small operation. Yeah.
So we do have staff now, but at the time it was just me and Jan trying to do everything
So it seems like it was a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Just a lot going on, especially coming in, you know, new. It's different if you had been, you know, on for a few years and kind of been doing your own thing and then thought, oh, maybe, you know, we could improve certain thing. But yeah, just coming into it, I'm sure it must have been pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, and we really wanted to make it our own and make it fresh and modern. But with everything else going on, we needed someone to be standing in front of us telling us this is what we're doing today.
So oh, yeah.
We put the other stuff on the back burner and then...
Well, it must be exciting, too. You know, you have all these ideas, all these things you want to do. And it's like, okay, we got to kind of corral these ideas and sort of focus them and see what can we do, what's doable, what's, you know, on the back burner, things like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like we had all kinds of ideas and dreams and plans or whatever, but trying to kind of put that into action when we're trying to learn how to be business owners and do all the behind the scenes stuff, plus, you know, actually run the business, it was difficult. And just, we also kind of, one of the other factors was we had actually worked for the previous owner for about 6 months, like before taking over the business. So we had kind of gotten into the routine of how he did things, and we needed to have that like outside perspective to kind of help us step back and figure out how we wanted to do things and how we could make things more efficient, and kind of change things up, rather than we would have probably just kept like steamrolling ahead with the same routine, same processes. Like,
well, it's easy to kind of fall into that, you know, just sort of, instead of trying to address it, just sort of make it work, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the work that the consultant did with you guys. I've got a few things here, a couple, because you did in a few different areas, did some work. So if you guys want to just start off, tell us about some of the work that was done.
Sure. Yeah, we did all kinds of fun stuff, didn't we?
Yeah. It was a lot of hard work.
We had homework. Bill would give us homework.
Yeah.
We had to struggle to complete by the time we came back the next time.
Yeah, that was definitely a struggle. I think probably the main things were we kind of organized the actual physical items within the shop.
Yeah.
The inventory,
what made sense to keep. I think we probably made 4 trips to IKEA and bought, actually we sent Bill to IKEA for us to buy new stuff. And yeah, we decluttered a lot. And
I thought you were going to say 4 truckloads to the dump. I thought you were going to say, because that's true as well.
It was at least 4 trips to the dump. And then, like, paperwork side of things, organizing how we can keep track of jobs and get jobs through the door more efficiently so that we're able to take on more in the future kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I say, you know, taking all that stuff to the dump, that's not taking anything away from the previous owner and, you know, how he did things, but you know, over time and moving from different locations to where he currently was, same as in your house, you accumulate a lot of stuff, and it's kind of the old adage of like, well, as soon as you throw it out is when you're going to need it.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
hold on to it, right? So there was a lot of that was going on.
You never know who's going to come through the door and what they're going to ask to get to do. So,
and I mean, we have thrown out a few things that we maybe wish we hadn't after we come across stuff, but it was just about kind of seeing what all we had and getting rid of old inventory and organizing it so it was quicker to find things. And you know, just, it sounds like a lot of simple stuff, but it makes a huge difference kind of in the day-to-day and the efficiency of things. So,
and I'm sure it helps you keep, you know, on track with what you actually have in the store, you know, where before I'm sure it was like, oh, just come across something randomly, you know, oh, we have this.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like you have a good idea of, you know, what you've actually got there. And you were able to, you know, you mentioned refreshing the inventory as well. So that's all good stuff.
Yeah, not, you know, not ordering more stuff because we already had it, but we didn't even know that we had it. Like, so yeah, it was helpful all around for sure.
Yeah, so you guys did some work on how you handle your inventory, but I also saw that you did some work on how you process orders. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a struggle. I think we're still trying to kind of, that's still evolving. Like, we've changed a lot of things. We changed some things with when Bill was there. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. So we've kind of revamped things again. And now with our new staff, we've kind of went through that all over again, because just as an example, like the job sheets that we use were one of the things that we talked to Bill a lot about.
Yeah.
Like where we take down the customer order. So now we have other people that are using those job sheets, not just us, where before, like, you know, most of the time Sam and I knew what was happening with all the orders, where now we have those job sheets that are being passed to staff that need to know what to do with them, and they need to have the appropriate information on them to take it to the next step. So that's still kind of a work in progress.
Well, it's continuous improvement.
Yeah, it definitely is.
We're like 75% the way there.
The program is named very well because, it's always ongoing. But the things that we learned from Bill, we've been able to take with us to kind of continue that, like pass it on to our staff and talk it out and, you know, use those same principles to kind of figure things out on our own, I guess, with the tools that Bill gave us.
And I saw another thing you guys have been working on was organizing your space as well. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so like Bill kind of helped us rearrange, you know, equipment and where stock was so that it made sense, so that we weren't walking from one side of the building to get a pack of paper, then to walk to the printer, and then to walk across the room again to put the paper down to package it up. So it he kind of helped us see and organize the business in kind of like a print section and then a production section, and
just so you're not running back and forth all over
so
the place.
we save time, one, from walking all over the place, and everything is where you need it so that it's easy to find and it's just right there. So we kind of started that process in the old location, and then moving into the new location, it was really important that we kind of made a floor plan because the space is three times bigger, that everything was kind of followed what we learned with Bill. So we still have a print section and all the paper is there, and then we have a table to put the paper on afterwards so that it's right next to the printer and production and all that good stuff
So do you think, because you mentioned you guys moved to a new location, do you think that was kind of helpful with that space organizing, because it kind of gave you a chance to sort of start over on your own?
Yeah, definitely. we went through a lot of evenings going over the floor plan and trying to make it so that, you know, everything kind of was in the proper spot for, because we do a lot of different things. So there's separate areas for, like Sam was saying, the print products and paper stuff, and then, you know, our clothing and our awards. And so everything had to kind of have a spot. And we actually still don't know where everything is, but but our staff does. So
yeah, I was going to say, that's because the staff is so good at keeping it organized, we never really have to find anything.
Well, that's another great part of CI, is that team organization you get, you know, so everybody's on the same page about where everything's at, where everything goes. So that's definitely, you know, another thing that I think can really help out, is just making sure that the whole team is on the same page.
For sure. And we made a lot more larger trips to IKEA for the new location, and
it looks like an IKEA showroom in there.
Just to have all the, you know, we've got all kinds of drawers. We actually have some drawers that are still empty because we have room to grow, but everything has a place.
Awesome.
It's kind of it's really exactly how we hoped it would be, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think we did a pretty good job with Sam designed the floor plan. Like, Sam's the artist of the business. And, so, you know, she did a really good job kind of laying that out, because I'm a visual person. I need to see, like, what's it going to be like. And, mm-hmm. yeah, you put a lot of work into it.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. So you're considering maybe doing some more CI in the future then?
Yeah, I think we definitely would. Like, yeah, we had an awesome rapport with Bill. Like, you know, we still keep in touch. And when he was in, he was teasing us about some stuff that was messy. And I said, come on, like, we've come a long way. Like, give us some
credit
here.
Cut us some slack here. Exactly. You saw it all going on.
I mean, geez, like, from where it came from and what it looked like when you first walked in there, it's been, like, a monumental improvement. So, but we just had that nice rapport. So I think we'd love to work with him again. Because we are still struggling a bit with that, the processes behind the scenes order stuff. And our staff is really helpful in helping us kind of navigate through that and figure it out. We've just trial and error trying to work through it. But yeah, we'd definitely be up for another program for sure.
Yeah. And you mentioned a little bit about it. So let's talk about, you know, how things have changed since you've gone through the program. So give us an insight into how things have, you know, I assume got better since participating in the program. So just tell us a little bit about how things have changed.
Yeah, I think they've changed quite a bit, like, especially with the new location.
Yeah, I think everything's just, it's so different. Like, I mean, we have more people on board to kind of help us navigate everything, but just with the new systems in place and, you know, having everything so that we know where it is and what it is and how much we have of it and that kind of thing, it makes our lives easier because it's not all on us and we know what we're doing.
I mean, we went from, we've tripled in size as far as our space goes. So, you know, everything was kind of on top of each other before and it was crammed, and where now, I mean, the reaction we get from customers when they come in to the new space, they're just like, wow, like, this is huge, you know, like, this is big and you've got lots of space and it's so bright and it makes it more enjoyable to come to work, I think. And certainly when our customers come in, you know, they're pleasantly surprised by the changes, I think. And it's a, you know, very welcoming, kind of warm environment. Everything's clean and put away. Like, everything has a place. It's not, you're not tripping over boxes. And yeah, it's just, it's even for, even like mentally going into a space, it's improved things as far as just knowing that we're organized and having that off our shoulders. Even though there's always, you know, like, obviously continuous improvement, there's always things to do, but it just was a huge weight off our shoulders to have that organization.
Sure.
and that bright, clear space.
We're just at a place now that we can improve because we know it's just a better setup overall.
Right.
It doesn't feel as overwhelming to improve.
To think about growth is easier now because we have the space to grow. We have, you know, the foundation of the organization in place. You know, nothing's perfect, but having that foundation and the knowledge that we learned from Bill, we can take forward into, you know, doing bigger things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you gotten any feedback since you did the continuous improvement program?
Yeah, I think when we were still in the old location, but we had done the whole cleanup and all that stuff, and we would have customers come in that were, like, blown away because it looked so different. Like, we even, you know, reorganize the furniture. And so it was a little bit more, looked more streamlined and
took down some big shelves. So it was more like, it was more of an open concept. So you could, yeah, it wasn't, it had a better flow of things visually too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
So what would you say to others who are considering continuous improvement?
Get Bill.
Yeah. Hands down. Yeah, he's like one of my favorite people. yeah, I think just going into it with an open mind.
And you know, depending on the size of your operation, I guess it's different for a place that has, you know, many employees where we were small, but it works regardless. Like, it doesn't, I think we're kind of proof that it doesn't matter about that, because we were small, you know, we brought in our family and friends, people that were helping to make some of the changes and, you know, move things and that kind of stuff. So you know, get your tribe on board to help you if you're just a small small operation. And if you're large, you know, make sure your staff are on board with the changes, like that they know what's happening and that they're involved. I think that makes a huge difference when they, you know, have buy-in to what's happening. And I find just when we were talking originally about getting involved in the program and just mentioning it to different people, kind of, I mean, we didn't know at the time exactly what it was going to be like, but we were kind of explaining it from what we had learned. And so many business owners, I think, have a, get a negative vibe when they hear the word consultant. So they think, oh, okay, somebody's going to come in here and tell me how to run my fish plant or, you know, whatever the business is. But it's not like that at all. It's, you know, Bill is a specialist, and I'm sure the other consultants as well are specialists in the efficiencies and the lean manufacturing and all those other, you know, kind of processes. They're not coming in to tell you about your actual operation. Like, you have the specialized knowledge in whatever industry you're working in. So don't be afraid of that kind of term consultant, I guess, as a negative connotation, because it can work for any industry. Like, what they do when they come in is just looking at the overall operation and how things flow and how you can create efficiencies and save time and all those things. So it's not necessarily about changing so much how you do things or what you do, but just improving on them.
Well, I'm glad the program was able to do so much for you guys. It seems, you know, like you guys really got a lot out of it. So that's awesome. Just wrapping up here now, is there anything else you wanted to mention about your experience with continuous improvement, or if there's anything else you wanted to mention about Digby Print and Promo?
Yeah, I think, like, just kind of finishing on what I was talking about earlier there, just don't be afraid of kind of getting involved. And like Sam said, get a roll up your sleeves and get in there. And I mean, Bill doesn't show up in a suit and tie. He shows up in, you know, jeans and a hoodie. T-shirt and hoodie. And he's, you know, rolling up his sleeves and moving stuff. And yeah, it's not all stuffy. And like, it's fun. And it's exciting, I think, to, if you have an open mind about improving and growing, I think it's definitely something that you need to do in order to get out of your head, have somebody give you that fresh perspective. And like for us, I mean, we're excited about growth now because we have time to think about it. We're not stuck and mired in all the stuff. So I'd say, you know, just go for it and you can't know until you give it a try, right? So
sure.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, Jan, thanks so much for coming down and joining us today on the Western Winds podcast. We really appreciate you guys just sharing your experiences with continuous improvement.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot. And just a little thanks to Western Wren as well for, you know, supporting us. And, you know, they're a customer as well. So, you know, I think they're really involved in supporting local business, whether it's, you know, small, medium, large. They've kind of got a pulse on what's happening in our region, and we really appreciate the support from them as well.
Well, we've all got to support each other around here.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks so much, Jacob.
Thank you. If you think continuous improvement can make your business better, check out CI program details on our website, www.westernwren.ca. Join us next time on the Western Winds podcast.